Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Metzia Tzadi Beis, Baba Metzia 92a, pagination is 183. Starting from the Mishnah at the top of the page, five lines down. Says the Mishnah, Ochel Poel Kishus, afilu b'dinner. A worker is allowed to eat a cucumber, even if it's very expensive. He's allowed to choose as he works the best and enjoy it. Koseves, a date, vafilu bedinner, even if it's worth a lot. It's the prize apple, so to speak. And he's allowed to choose that one and eat it. Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer, Rabbi Elazar Chisma said, Lo yochal poel yoser ascharo, a worker is not allowed to eat more than his wage. We would have to know the source for that ruling. But v'chachamim matirim, the chachamim say it's fine. He's allowed. He's permitted to eat, and there's no limitation as long as he's eating within the parameters of this halacha. Avamalamdim esa odam shelo yehi rafson. We teach the worker that he shouldn't be a glutton. It's not a smart thing to do, to come in and stuff yourself. Because you're going to end up closing the door before yourself, as Rashi explains, people are not going to want to hire him because he has a reputation. So that even though he's permitted, as we say, technically permitted to eat in such a way, voracious appetite, but it's not a smart thing to do to be eating out of industry standards. At the end of the siman that deals with these laws in Shulchan Aruch, siman Shin Lamed Zayin, in Choshen Mishpat, there is an interesting sif that the Mechaber adds in that's somewhat on topic, but not quite. But he does add it in, and it has to do with the worker's consideration, his devotion in work, and that even though he might be entitled to slack off, perhaps, maybe yeah, maybe not, but the Mechaber encourages the worker to be a loyal worker, in the words that he uses, la'avod b'chol kocho, to be totally devoted. And he writes, Sha'arei Yaakov HaTzadik Omar, Yaakov says, b'chol kochi avadati es avichen, with all my strength I served, referring to Lavan, Lefikach natal schoro ba'olam hazeh. Therefore he was blessed, even in this world, that Yaakov, the worker, became very wealthy. And this is a concept that we see here in the Mishnah, which is expanded upon in different sources, but melamdim es ha'odom, we teach the person. Some of this has to do with legally obligated, some of it has to do with just a smart way of doing business. We don't want to be overly focused on short-term gain, which may very well be a long-term loss. Let's drop down to about 17 lines above the wide. At the end of a line, Iboi Luhu Poel. They had the following question regarding the worker. And this goes to the essence of our primary topic here, which is that the worker is allowed to eat from the produce as he's working on it. But the question is, Mishalohu Ochel, is he eating from his own? O Mishel Shamayim Hu Ochel, or is he eating from a gift of heaven? So Rashi explains, Mishalohu Ochel, he's eating from his own, it's tosefes schar. It's an added fee, a payment that the Torah is mandating, similar to a tip. If the minig is to give a tip, if the person did reasonably well, then it becomes virtually binding that it's part of the salary. Or is it a gift of heaven like matnos aniyim, the same way that if a poor person meets the parameters at a critical moment, he's allowed to take a certain thing? But he's not entitled financially to this, but if he's there when one stalk falls off and is lying there, he's allowed to take it. It's more of a circumstance type of benefit than a cash benefit. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference between these two perspectives? De'oma tenu le'ishti uvanai. If the worker would say, give my eating benefit to my wife and children. If you say that he's eating it from his own, meaning it's an added cash benefit, like a tip, that's mandated by the Torah, he can transfer it. He can give it to somebody else. But if he's eating as a gift from heaven, like matnos aniyim, that's based on the circumstance, it's only while you're in that circumstance. It's not transferable. And therefore, l'didei zachile rachmana, the Torah gave him the benefit as he's working under those circumstances. But it's not a cash benefit, and therefore, l'ishta uvanav lo zachiluhu rachmana, it was not given to his wife and children. The Gemara has a long discussion on this topic, striving to identify the exact nature of this benefit. In Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Zayin, Se'if Tes Zayin, we find that it is codified. Poel She'omar Labalabayis, a worker that says to the homeowner, Ten Le'ishti Uvanai, Mashahaya Li Lechol, give to my wife and children that which I would have been allowed to eat. Ein Shomim Lo, we do not listen to him, and it's not considered a cash benefit, but rather a benefit of circumstance. As you're in that situation, you meet the specs, then he's allowed to eat. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.